Shalom, this is Billy Brim. And don't you just love that greeting that the Lord had everyone use in the Bible? Shalom, it means wholeness. And so I trust all of you are whole this morning. I heard on here that we have several from North Carolina and that we're going to be praying for you after we pray for the government, as we are instructed to pray first. And as we begin our prayer, I want us to especially remember the hearings for Justice Kavanaugh and for our Supreme Court. And so just lifting up first, as the Lord has instructed us to do, Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, I haven't got the official count yet, Lord. You know not only the count of the people that are on this line, you know how many, what's the total number of hairs on our heads. And we're just so thankful to you that you're all-knowing. I am so glad that you are omniscient, that you are all-knowing, that you are omnipresent, that you're everywhere. You're in us. You're around us. And I thank you, Holy Father, that you are omnipotent. You are all-powerful. And so, Father, we come to you. You truly, truly are the Most High God. But as the Most High God, you love each one of us so. Heavenly Father, it's plainly clear in your word that you want us to lift up the leaders of our lands. Dear Father, last week there were 7 lands on the line, but not all had identified themselves. But I do thank you. I heard the Netherlands and Canada, and I know things are happening in Canada because they're praying. They're going to happen. And we're just so thankful here in the United States of America. God, you are the one who put those plans in the hearts. And they found in the Bible how we have the 3 branches of government. We lift them up to you now. We lift up the administration. We lift up President Donald John Trump, our vice president, all the people who are in the administrative offices, in the cabinets, in the State Department. Heavenly Father, we lift them up for their decisions today. I'm asking you, Lord, as I do almost every day, to make your presence known to them, to come down upon them in such a way that they look around because someone came on them. And I pray that they know you and know who it is. I pray that you would protect them and direct them, Lord, in the name above all names, in their decisions today. We want to honor you and thank you for the decisions that our president has made toward Israel. Oh, Father God, this just makes our hearts, we're a prayer call here for Israel. You have instructed us to have a prayer and study center in Israel. And Holy Father, we feel, and I know, that through this ministry, we have an authority, even a habitational authority, to pray for Israel and pray for its leaders. And we pray for its administration. And, oh, dear Father, in the name above all names, we thank you that as you direct those who are in charge of the protection of Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces and their leaders, Holy Father, as well as President Netanyahu, Holy God, we are asking you, we are lifting them up in the name above all names. There they have a parliament, Lord, 120 members. Some of them are so divergent to the Bible, so divergent to your plans. But thank God, Father, in the name above all names, you who brought them back home, the majority of them, know that. And we pray for that majority. We pray that they'll be even more awakened day by day to the reality of Israel's place in the plan of God. And Holy Father, we lift up the judicial here in America. Father, we lift up the legislative. And the senators now are faced with making a vote concerning the judicial. And we ask you to be in on it, Lord, in the name above all names. We are asking you, righteous Father, to give us righteous judges. And we're counting on it in the name. We pray that ilabrastianda hoshenemako, things that don't matter, should the lobrastianda will gambarastiete, will ashtene, will absolutely melt and go away in Jesus' name. Accusations that don't matter in the name of Jesus will fall and lebrastiana be like that title, gone with the wind. Father, we lift up the Kavanaugh family and we lift up your strengthening them and protecting the little girls and the wife and, of course, Judge Kavanaugh. Holy Father, we are thankful to you for Supreme Court, and we are trusting you for it. And we're trusting you for it right now. We're trusting you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Holy Father, we lift up those midterm elections here. The midterm elections that will igalabarastiando, that will literally have to do with whether our president gets to continue to make judgments for and moves for the reborn state of Israel. So that blessing, according to your holy written word in Genesis 12:3, can come upon this country in the name above all names. You know, our president, as we had talked about last week, had closed down the Palestinian, it wasn't really an embassy, but their official office in Washington, D.C. Now, he has revoked the visas for the Palestinian envoy and his family, and they have had to, just after, days after he had shut down the PLO General Delegation office in the United States Capitol, he revoked the visas of the envoy and his family, and they had to leave the country. So praise the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. That evil is recognized as evil. And those who, Nikki Haley said, we're not going to have you going against us. We're not going to have you killing people and then expect us to pay for it. And so we're thankful that these things have been made in the decisions that have been made. And, of course, Israel. I'm sure that most of you know about what happened over there. We prayed. And do you remember Max's vision? I usually don't share that it was Max and that it was a vision any place but here on this phone call. And do you remember Max's vision? That was about 3 weeks ago, I think, now. And the Lord had revealed to him that that Iran had secret tunnels and secret passageways, secret routes, that they were now going to be moving missiles to attack Israel from Lebanon and from South Lebanon and Hezbollah. And so we began to pray about it. And the Lord said we could stop it, and we began to pray about it. It was just 2 days after that that some secret passages that they had not known before were revealed, and Israel bombed them. And they have bombed, it was made known, I think yesterday, even though they don't usually talk about these things, but we had the incident of the downed Russian jet, the Russian airplane that was shot down. And Israel has revealed publicly now, they usually don't do it, but they revealed publicly today that they have admitted to striking over 200 targets in Syria over the past year and a half. And evidently what happened on Monday is that Israel went on another raid to the airport area and to Lot, I'm not sure if I'm saying the name right, Latakia, and in an area called Latakia, and they had bombed it, and because it was a part of this, this is not near the airport, this is in the Syrian province of Latakia, and they bombed it, and evidently, Syria and the Assad regime struck back, or automatic missile response, I don't know what, but they struck down a Russian airplane. What the airplane was doing there, I don't know. The Russian airplane But the Syrians, who are their allies, shot down the Russian plane. And Israel, I'm going to read you now from some of the Jerusalem Post items. The headline reads, Israel expresses regret for downed Russian jet and holds Syria responsible. Because the Russian defense minister had slammed Israel on Tuesday, claiming that its irresponsible actions had led to the downing of a Russian military aircraft and the deaths of 14 or 15 servicemen over Latakia, Syria, late Monday night. According to Russia, Israel only warned it 1 minute before the launching of the strikes. The defense minister on Tuesday was really loud and vociferous, but Putin, this is breaking news just now as I came on the phone call, Vladimir Putin said, the downing of a Russian jet by Syrian anti-aircraft missiles in retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria was, quote, a tragic chain of events. Overnight on Monday, an Israeli strike in Syria resulted in the deaths of 15 Russians over a Syrian anti-aircraft missile struck the jet in response. On Tuesday, Israel expressed regret. Putin said Russia's response will be dictated after they have an investigation. But now, Reuters reported, but Putin said this morning, Israel did not shoot down the plane. So, and that was a known fact before. But it's interesting, and we were having dinner last night with the family, and it was very interesting that this is what happened in Bible times. Israel's enemies shot themselves and were pitted against themselves. And this seems to be exactly what happened when that airliner went down. It is regrettable that 15 lives were lost. And we don't know the condition of those men, but what you bring upon Israel will come back upon you. And so that seems to be exactly what happened. Well, we do know that in Israel it's a special day. Actually, it's still that day, but the time we have noon prayer, it'll be ending in Israel. Yom Kippur ends tonight at 7:59 in Jerusalem, but it's still ending right now, and they're just about getting to the part where it'll be happy. But for all day, it's been very, very introspective. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement on the 10th of Tishri. The Bible says this shall be a day, this is Leviticus 16, this shall be an atonement, day of atonement made for you to cleanse you of all your sins. You shall be clean. It is a Shabbat of rest. You shall practice self-denial. It is a law for all time. Leviticus 23:27. Mark the 10th day of this 7th month as the day of atonement. It is the day of atonement on which expiation is made for your sins. For you and on your behalf before the Lord God. Do no work whatever. It is the law for all time throughout the generations in your settlements. It shall be a Shabbat of complete rest for you. You shall practice self-denial on the 9th day of the month at evening, from evening to evening. You shall observe this your Shabbat. And on this day of Yom Kippur, from something they call Kol Nodri on the eve of Yom Kippur, which would have been yesterday evening, to the last triumphant note of the shofar at the conclusion on the 10th day, its purpose is to move Israel toward reconciliation with God and with their fellow human beings. This is the day of the scapegoat. And it's so interesting. If you have that book, which we swelled at from the temple, Mount Institute, the people that are getting ready for the temple to be rebuilt. There's an amazing painting of the high priest as he has these two goats before him. And he puts his hands out. They cast lots. Here's what the Bible says. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord Jehovah and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him, to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. So they take the two goats and they take a red piece of wool string. This is what they did in the days of the tabernacle and the temple. They dye it red, and they cut it in two, and they tie one end of it around the horns of the scapegoat. That's the sins of the people have been passed over onto it, and it's to be led out into the wilderness, far, far away from where the temple is and where the tabernacle is. They hang the other end of that string, right, that string right in the temple and the tabernacle, when they had the temple and the tabernacle. And when that goat in the wilderness, when God had received that and had wiped away their sins, then the wool string in the tabernacle or in the temple would turn white. And that is the meaning of the scripture, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And this was the day in all the year they have gone through 10 days of introspection since Rosh Hashanah. And they have been examining themselves and they have been confessing their sins before God. And then they come on this day. They said that Jews everywhere, even if they're not, even if they're not practicing, but they're believing at all, they'll make sure to be in a synagogue on Yom Kippur. And on that day, all the day long, they will be fasting. They will be fasting telephones. That's the reason why the Yom Kippur War, the enemy attacked them when they knew they wouldn't be able to get on their telephones and get their reserve army into action. But on this day, those people sincerely believe in their hearts. And they have believed it since the time that they were in the wilderness. They sincerely believe in their hearts that their sins have come up before God. And this is the day that they can be removed. And they're praying to God all the day long that he will remove their sins. I have been in a synagogue in Israel on Yom Kippur. It was so amazing. It was so amazing to hear them almost travel before God and hear the cantor as he's singing all the day long, and he's singing the sad songs of repentance. And then at the end of the day, when the shofar sounds and they believe their sins have been pushed off, it's amazing the joy. It's amazing the rejoicing. It's amazing the cantor song and how it changes. And you know, folks, that's what Jesus has done for us. That's what he has done. He carried our sins far away, like that scapegoat in the wilderness. No one knows where it went, but it carried away the sins. And the cord went white in the heaven of heavens. And all the sins he carried for all the world. How thankful we are to God. How thankful we are. There's going to come a full fulfilling of this day in the fall feast. With Jesus and his people Israel, when all the sins of Israel as a people, as a nation, will be removed in one day. And then before their God, they will serve him in the millennium. Oh, these times are for remembrance. God causes us and tells us, remember, 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 and how thankful we are to God that we can do that. I want to ask your prayers. We're coming so close now. Today is the 19th, and 1 month from yesterday, the 17th of October, we're going to have a day, and that day is going to be, oh, folks, do you remember when we didn't even have a place to meet, and I asked you to pray about it, and you did, and the Lord has given us the best place. And so I want you to be praying about Autumn Assembly. But before we do that, I noticed on here when you came in from North Carolina and South Carolina, when you called in and you said where you were from, and we are so thankful that that hurricane did drop down from a 5 to a 1 before, or a 4, I believe it was, a 4 to a 1 before it hit the land. That happened. But flooding was devastating. And there have been at least, the press said this morning, 37 people have died in storm-related incidents, 27 in North Carolina, 8 in South Carolina, and 2 in Virginia. I believe that these facts are up to date, that 343,000 people are without power in North Carolina. I believe, no, that was yesterday. These figures are from yesterday. The Cape Fear River was set to crest at 62 feet yesterday. And so Elizabethtown was hit. Other towns have seen as much as 30 inches of rain. And so let's lift up our brothers and our sisters right now. Holy Father, in the name above all name, we do thank you for the authority that you gave us. We do thank you, Father, that those winds were slowed down. But, Father, in the name of, from a category, or went down in rating from Category 4 to Category 1. But, Father, the waters, the flooding, in the name above all names, we ask you to restore to the people who lost loved ones, the people who lost properties and monies. In the name above all names, Father, we are asking you to restore it. If they know you or if they don't know you, may the God who is enough, the God who sees and provides, Jehovah Jireh, we say Jireh, it means you see and you provide. Holy Father, see. Holy Father, provide. Supernaturally, we're asking you in Jesus' holy name. The Lord has opened for us here at Prayer Mountain an avenue of helping in North Carolina, and we're sending some people and some monies, and we're working with a church group, and we've been able to provide two generators. And I'm going to get my son Terry to tell a little more about that today, if he can be at prayer today at noon. And I do ask you to lift up and our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. I know it's going to be we had all 50 states last week on this phone call. I know we'll have many states come to the Autumn Assembly. And I believe that state by state, we can have our authority, and together we can have authority. And we can lift our voices as well as using our authority. We can lift our voices in thanksgiving and prayer and supplication. And I'm especially believing that God will keep the hand through the November elections, midterms, keep the hand of our president strong in the blessing of Israel. In a way, I'm a one-issue person. If you bless Israel, and you vote to bless Israel, and you use your God-given governmental authority to bless Israel, I do thank God, and I know from God that in our Migdal Arbel project, folks, I don't say this to too many people, but that project is going past the end of this age. It's going to be used in the millennium. That place, that property, that land, that 3 acres. But I know that because we have it right now, we have an authority in Israel. And I can sense it when we pray. It's just an amazing thing. So I'm asking you right now to join with me as we say Migdal Arbel is surrounded and encompassed with favor of the Lord. And the rule changing, or the speeding up, or the changing of processes that have to do with approvals, will be so quick in Jesus' name, and we'll have a good report at our autumn assembly from Migdal Arbel. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. And I thank you for these prayer partners in Jesus' name on this phone call. We have some things that we're going to be announcing at Autumn Assembly that are going to have to do with something here in America in conjunction with what's going to happen at Migdal Arbel. And it has to do with, I'll just tell you on this line, we're starting, and maybe I've already told you before, a 3BI Billy Graham Bible Institute. And it's going to begin with schools right here at Branson, right here at, we're going to bring people into a class that will be the first week in December. And our school, there are many people now who have schools, wonderful schools, online, faith, and all kinds of wonderful things, but ours is going to be prophetic. Not that I'm going to stand up and prophesy to people, but we're going to study the prophecies of the Word of God. From one half to two-thirds of the Bible is prophecy. Most have been fulfilled. Some have not. And the Bible says in Peter that it is the Old Testament prophets are a light in a dark place. And so we're going to be teaching eschatology. Some schools have even dropped eschatology. And in a way, it's probably good because they don't understand it. And so we're going to be teaching it. We're going to be, and we're going to have, like Migdal Arbel is going to be a school there and a classroom setting there and a campus there. And many of our classes I will teach from there. Like on the life of Christ, it will be taught from there. And students will be there. We have been already accredited by the top accreditation that accredits schools like this. And so we're thrilled about it. And the two are married together. And I'm thinking about some things. I'm taking a tour to Israel the first week in May. I'm not for sure it's first week. It's the first part of May. And that's going to be a very definite part of this school. I'm really excited, so excited. And I need your prayers about this. Heavenly Father, we need your prayers about this. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just sense you're helping us with this. We thank you for it. And we lift it in prayer on anything we've prayed about today. Holy Father, give us utterance. Folks, let's pray now in the Spirit. And he can take, Father, take the prayers if you want them to go for the president, if you want them to go for the elections, if you want them to go for Israel, if you want them to go for the IDF, if you want them to go for the Syrian challenge, if you want them to go for Migdal Arbel or Autumn Assembly. There are folks on this line. Divide the tongues. Divide them. Ilo brasanda, the versification of tongues, and let us pray now together as you give us the utterance. Ke barasote le mahalate, ivondo lo bashato le dovre me calacalande, iborosiote di casio no hishetato, e vilimorati in deria nostidande, and bofra nakalagidia, and don't be afraid. Someone out there, fear has tried to come into you. You're facing something. I don't know what it is or who you are, but fear has almost enveloped you. And when you came on the line today, you were actually praying to God, help me through this phone call. Father, I'm calling in. I know these people are praying. And whoever you are, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak to that fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke you, fear. You get off that person in Jesus' name. Father God. I think it's she. She doesn't see how she's going to get through this, but you see her getting through it. Now minister to her peace. Thank you, Lord, for the peace, and show her the avenue of escape. You always, the Bible told us, there are afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible tells us you deliver us out of them all. Show her the way. Show her the way of deliverance. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a wonderful day, every one of you. Marvelous, 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 your faith to God and your faithfulness to Him. He's faithful to us, but those that are faithful to Him are too few. May we be faithful today. May I be faithful today. May I, and I sent out a tweet yesterday about this. I'm a spirit, and in my spirit is the love of God, and in my spirit is the power of God, and in my spirit is God. And I sent out this tweet yesterday, and I borrowed a phrase from Dennis Prager's commentary on Exodus. May my flesh not smother what's within me. So help us today, Lord. Help us to walk with our spirits in dominance and in true shalom. Shalom, shalom.